There's another deadline in Washington that has nothing to do with a government shutdown. The White House will have to decide by the end of next week whether to impose tariffs on the imports of materials that make up solar panels. Some manufacturers in the United States have complained that cheap imports from places like China are forcing them out of business. Joining us now is Julia Piper. She's senior editor for Green Tech Media. Hey, Julia, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Look, two American solar panel manufacturers are at the heart of this. Suniva and Solar World, they both filed an official complaint with the U.S. government back in August, and that opened up the potential for these new tariffs. What was their argument?
They're saying that the massive inflow of foreign panels imported to the U.S. is putting U.S. solar cell and module makers out of business. It is true that there's a big influx of imported panels, some of them from companies that are based here in the U.S. They manufacture abroad and bring them in. So it's a complex case because there's a lot of different interests at play. American companies have interests abroad, bring panels here. The companies that have brought this case, interestingly, manufacture in the U.S. but happen to be owned by foreign companies. So it's made an interesting debate.
And how high could these tariffs go?
The tariffs that have been proposed to President Trump from the U.S. International Trade Commission would add up to 12 cents per watt. So that is not crippling for the industry, but it's enough to really slow deployment. And the reality is with this case, because it was brought under a unique Section 201 part of the trade law, the tariffs could be much higher. It's totally up to the president on this. So that's why a lot of the industry just doesn't know what to think, because he could actually hike the tariffs much higher than anyone has proposed so far.
Now, there are some U.S. companies in the solar industry that say they need those cheap materials coming in from China to do business. There's one called Panel Claw. They've also petitioned the International Trade Commission. They say that a tariff could double the price of solar panels in the U.S. and kill jobs. So there's this interesting divide between manufacturers and the installers like Panel Claw.
Exactly. That most of the jobs in solar today are roughly 260,000 jobs in solar today. You know, the vast majority of them are in installation and manufacturing of other kinds of solar products like racking systems. So the case here is specifically about solar cells and modules, and there's really not much of a presence of that in the U.S. An interesting debate has sparked around, are there other ways to promote U.S. manufacturing of those panels other than imposing tariffs? And a lot of people would love to see that debate happen. The question is, will the Trump administration take up that more complex discussion? And they're really running out of time. The deadline's next week.
When we've been here before, the U.S. government put a tariff on Chinese-made solar panels back in 2012. That was a 31% import tax. So would this new tariff, if there is one, be in addition to that?
Exactly. So, yeah, there's a compounding effect here. And there have already been some retaliatory measures that China put in place against the U.S. for those previous trade cases that have hurt jobs in other areas of solar panel making. So those groups have come out against this new case as well, saying, you know, adding more tariffs will just hurt other areas of the solar industry.
You rewind about a year ago. President Trump was just in office. He had campaigned on trade and being tough on China. That really hasn't happened yet. I mean, we'll see what decision he makes with this tariff coming up. But are there any theories in the solar industry about why we haven't seen any movement in that area yet?
Really complex, and the solar case happens to be one of the first opportunities for the Trump administration to roll out their tough on China, tough on trade kind of campaign promise. But it happens to be a very complex case with people on all sides coming out against this. There are U.S. corporations, utilities, even former military advisors saying don't put tariffs in place here. So I think that's why there's some hesitancy around this solar case. And more broadly, the U.S. relationship with China is a complex one right now. We have the North Korea situation unfolding, and there's some value in maintaining good, you know, relationships with China. So I think the Trump administration is actually trying to be pretty careful with how they address this. Interestingly, though, the president said this week a pretty blunt comment that when products are subsidized, it, quote, puts everyone out of business. So he still seems to be talking tough on trade. Not sure how that's going to translate in these more complex trade cases, really.
And all of this is happening at a time when the solar industry is booming, even under a president that says he's a supporter of coal and oil. Tell us, how well is solar doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, in the first three quarters of 2017, 25% of all new electric generating capacity brought online in the U.S. was from solar. So that just puts solar just behind natural gas in terms of new additions on the grid. Jobs in solar are going 17 times faster than the broader economy. Mm. But things have already started to slow down just around the uncertainty of this trade case. In the latter part of 2017, the U.S. solar market saw a 51% decrease in solar capacity because prices have spiked up in anticipation of tariffs. There's just uncertainty. It's hard to make deals just not knowing what the prices will be. So we're already seeing people potentially have to make job losses or at least put their operations on hold a little bit while we wait for an outcome.
Julia Piper is a senior editor with Green Tech Media. Julia, thank you.
Thank you.